From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Democrats have new hope today that the city of Boston may settle an ugly contract dispute with police before the start of next week's convention. Binding arbitration is set to begin, but as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the police union says it will still picket during the convention no matter what.
The Democratic Convention coming to town has been the police union's biggest bargaining chip in the 2 years it's been working without a contract. The union has threatened to picket convention events around the city that would embarrass Boston's Democratic Mayor Tom Menino as well as his party. But now the order from a state labor management panel to get a deal done by this Thursday, days before the convention starts, is delighting Democrats and infuriating union officials like Boston Police Patrolmen's Association President Thomas Nee.
It's crystal clear that there's some type of political maneuvering going on here. There's no doubt in my mind that that's what's going on.
The union made its case in court today, but a judge declined to slow the arbitration process down, citing what she called Boston's unique security concerns around the convention. The mayor says police won't be able to handle their long 12-hour shifts if they're protesting instead of resting during the time they have off. But Nee says union pickets will go on as planned.
You'll see pickets Sunday night, commencing Sunday night.
Regardless of if there's a contract.
Regardless of the outcome. Again, I reiterate, there's three police bargaining units without contracts, and you have the entire firefighting service in the city of Boston without a collective bargaining agreement. The mayor's, you know, this is more about retaliation because we spearheaded these demonstrations than it is about right and wrong.
For his part, Mayor Menino calls union demands unrealistic and politically motivated. It's not the first time the police union has embarrassed Democrats. In 1988, the union endorsed George Bush over its own governor, Michael Dukakis. In past months, the union's clash with Menino has been heated and sometimes personal. But today, after getting his second boost in as many days, the mayor was more restrained.
I think I'm encouraged by what the courts have said, and I look forward to the arbitrator's decision on Thursday and to move forward.
Still, Menino may have some damage control to do. Many state delegates say they will not cross any police picket lines. Ohio Democratic Party Chair Dennis White says he will also probably walk out of the convention when Mayor Menino speaks.
In the Democratic Party, what we're all about is working men and women. And I don't care if it's a picket line in Boston, Columbus, Ohio, L.A., New York, wherever, I will not cross a picket line.
Boston's labor trouble comes as Democrats are also scrambling to control several other minor calamities. Protesters have filed a federal lawsuit complaining they're being forced to stay too far away from the convention hall. Security costs are spiraling while estimates of the financial boost to the city are falling. Traffic trouble is threatening chaos for commuters. And now there's even trouble with the Boston Pops concert and fireworks show that was meant as a gift to Bostonians to make up for all the inconveniences they have to endure with the DNC. The concert producer resigned, saying the DNC wasn't coming through with the money he needs.
Sure is a lot of trouble. I was in town over the weekend, and it sure looks like it's going to be a big mess.
David Shribman spent years as managing editor at the Boston Globe before moving to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. With the headache factor so high and the convention's news value now negligible, Shribman is one of many who believe Boston would be lucky if its first ever political convention might also be its last.
I think I'd wait till the Red Sox won a World Series before they went for another, Boston went for another convention.
Does that mean never?
Every 86 years, like clockwork.
Indeed, for some Bostonians, 86 years from now may even be too soon. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.